Good afternoon. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. It is a gym class presented by Third Base Brewery, locally owned and operated at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. As we get your local programming block underway, taking you from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening, we'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and that comes your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. Good show coming up. As we mentioned, we'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports. We will talk with Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He was in Philadelphia on Saturday at the Palestra, the hot, humid Palestra, as Iowa and Penn State played one of the more entertaining games of the 2019-2020 college basketball season. We will talk about that and more coming up on the program today. And as I mentioned, your interaction welcome at 319-366-1600 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. First Federal Credit Union, check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And we'll give you more information on First Federal coming up in just a little bit. And we welcome you into the show. We welcome in Mark. Just got done updating the big board. Let's just start off with that. The Emil Sideaway pick six, because we had something happen yet again. I can now no longer say it's unprecedented because it's happened twice. We bring in guest pickers for Kyle to close out the year. Greatest thing we have ever done, smartest thing we have ever done, because all these guest pickers are doing is winning. They're winning, 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 and they're helping Mark and I out. And this week, the lovely and talented Claire from Z102.9 and the Morning Scramble, 5-1. She went 5-1. She was very happy at the Z Wedding Show
yesterday.
Did
you share that when I texted you?
I did to her, and so happy. And then she found out that the result of the first game and let out a shout. I may have made her into a degenerate gambler.
Did she milk that on the Morning Scramble today with Eric Hansen?
Oh, yeah. She won the weekend because of that.
Yeah. Well, couple that with the Z102.9 Bridal Show, which was wildly successful, I understand. You were part of that and others. But, yeah, the Emil's Hideaway pick six. We've brought in these guest pickers. We've had Rick Swan from Smart FM. We've had Eric Hansen, co-host of the Morning Scramble on Z102.9, and his co-host Claire Duffy sitting in this past week, and as you mentioned, dusted us with a 5-1 record, and she has earned a trip back to the panel.
Yeah, she has, and she is very excited.
We welcome her back.
We welcome with open arms Claire back.
You gotta wonder if people are in the right places in this building. Eric Hansen won a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Eric and Claire and Eric have done quite well. So, yeah.
Unbelievable. What's that say about our picking techniques? How bad they are?
Well, we'll see this week, because after Eric won that first week, he didn't do so well the second week. So we'll see how good Claire really is next week.
Divisional,
this coming Friday.
Yeah, divisional round coming up at that time. We got four more games to pick, and we will do that on Friday. Yeah, thanks to everybody that stopped by. The Z102.9 Wedding Show yesterday was an enormous success again, and great to meet a lot of the folks out there that listen to all three of our stations here in the building, Z102.9, Smart FM, and, of course, all of us at KGYM. And a fine day had by all yesterday. Very successful, a nice day weather-wise. Couldn't ask for a whole lot more. Only drawback to this whole entire weekend was that I just did not have a chance to take in a whole lot of sporting events. Saw the fourth quarter in about 2 minutes of the last 2 minutes of the third quarter into the fourth quarter of the Seattle-Philadelphia game yesterday, while we were having a post game a little bit after the wedding show.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get to see that, but missed the entirety of the Saints-Vikings game. Cajun Troy, if you are still out there doing fine, we'd love to hear from you today just to make sure all is well. I know you weren't putting a lot of faith into your New Orleans Saints. You were saving that for the LSU Tigers a week from tonight, but I just want to know everything's okay out there after the Saints went down yesterday. By the way, Claire, the only one that picked Minnesota to win the game. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, they were really good games. Three road teams won. And the playoffs are just crazy. New England's season is done. A lot of debate today about Tom Brady, which I'm not really interested in getting into because that's going to be an ongoing thing.
You think?
If I had to say, I think he's coming back, and he's either going to be with the Chargers or Patriots.
And is that an upgrade for the Los Angeles Chargers to go from Philip Rivers to Tom Brady? But they need some they need a little mojo to put butts in the seats in the new stadium in Los Angeles. So there's the reasoning behind the possibility. How weird would it look to see Tom Brady in any other uniform?
Well, I mean, as weird as maybe when Joe Montana went to the 49ers to the Chiefs, had success there.
Yes, he did.
Killed me when Harmon Killebrew was seen in a Kansas City Royal uniform after the Twins got rid of him.
True.
That's happened many times, many places, but yeah, it would look strange.
It would look very strange out there. And yeah, that seems to be the topic du jour coming up out there today. And did get to see the first three quarters, 30 minutes of the Iowa-Penn State game. I took it in as on my way to the in-laws Christmas, which was highly successful on Saturday. But yeah, like I said, only thing I got to see was the finish of golf last night, which was tremendous. Just having big stuff, bad stuff. Justin Thomas finally winning the Tournament of Champions last night.
Primetime golf again this week.
Sony Open,
yeah.
Zach playing this week.
I haven't checked.
I'd be surprised
if he is, but
I will check that out. He has played at Sony before, but only usually when he was at the Tournament of Champions, and since he wasn't there, I'm going to check that out for you. We'll get that for you coming up here. 319-366-1600. If you could, please get a hold of us via the text line, the First Federal Credit Union text line. Again, that's 319-366-1600. Appreciate it out there.
We have a poll question today at KGYMradio.com related to some more news of the day. Did Tua make the right call? Yes or no? If you missed it, Tua, the Alabama quarterback, has declared for the 2020 NFL draft. He's rehabbing a hip, and that's going to be the topic of conversation between now and the NFL draft. His recovery, how's it going? Our team's going to take a chance on him.
Take a chance? He hasn't forgotten how to play football.
No.
That's the one thing that just gets me in this whole situation. Oh, his draft stock's falling. Everyone thinks he's injury prone now. It was a tough situation on that tackle against Mississippi State, but I he's a good quarterback.
Well, if Joe Burrow and Allen, the Ohio State defensive end, are written in ink as the first two picks, do the Lions take Tua? Does somebody move up to get Tua? Does Detroit skip him, and does Miami? I think Miami takes picks at four.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
I think Miami would take him.
I would. Well, I mean, he's got to be right up there in the conversation. But will the injury push him back to later in the first round? There's a lot of talk, in fact, about New Orleans. Maybe if he falls back that far, I don't think he falls back that far, but you never know. Or New Orleans trades up. Maybe try to get a guy that's going to be the successor to Drew Brees, even though they have Teddy Bridgewater in there. We'll see. 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim. And Troy going back and forth here. Cyclone Tim says his team gets the best of Cajun Troy's team. Skull. Mm-hmm. And then he said, again, with the skull. Troy has reached out. I'm good. Didn't watch it because Zimmer is a better coach than Sean Payton. He needs to go. He's like Jim Mora, a contender during the regular season and a pretender during the playoffs. Good to know Troy's fine.
Also at 14:05, Brett Favre playing for the Vikings was by far the strangest I can remember.
That was
him going
very
from
odd.
The Packers to the Vikings.
I would agree.
And that is the First Federal Credit Union text line, 319-366-1600. You can visit First Federal at firstfedcu.com/KGYM and find out how to get $200 when you open a new checking account.
0056 has Tom Brady playing for the Bears because he is a big fit and a good fit for the Bears. What do you think, Mark? He's not going to be the Bears quarterback next year. Trubisky has been given the that infamous, what do they help me out here? But he's going to be the quarterback next year.
He
they've
is.
Already said.
Vote of confidence.
Vote of confidence. Thank you very much. Thank you. Troy and Tim continue to battle. Vikings 0-5 in the Super Bowl, Tim. Saints 1-0. I believe they won that with Sean Payton. 94-66, the no pass interference call was correct in the Viking game with Kyle Rudolph. Saints coach Sean Payton agreed they were letting them play. I didn't see it live. I saw it, obviously, replays. We were in the guy's dressing room. There were about 5-6 of us watching the play. I had no problem with the call. It wasn't nearly as egregious as the one the prior year. In fact, the D-back was in bad position. So I don't know how you can get Rudolph for pushing off. In that situation, I totally agree with the texter there.
He pushed off.
Everybody pushes off.
I know they do.
They never get called.
But I heard Mike Pereira today, television analyst, former head of officiating in the NFL today, said, yeah, he pushed off. But there wasn't a call on the field. And therefore, you can make a call in the replay booth. But I'm glad they let it go.
It wasn't egregious enough to get a flag, in my opinion. In my opinion, anyway. Would have been interesting. It was a fourth down play, right? Or third down play.
It was third down,
third down.
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Vikings may have had to kick a field goal at that point if it was offensive pass interference from
and then the game would
the
go
penalized
on.
Yard.
Would have gone
yes.
on.
Saints would have had a chance to win. So, oh. Saints don't want to see the Vikings again in the playoffs. I think that's the bottom line. Cajun Troy also saying that Brady, Breeze, Rivers, Ben, and Eli should all hang it up at this point. It's going to be a big difference if all those guys do decide to not come back as far as the NFL. Going to be a big difference in the look between the league in year 100 to year 101.
Unrelated, I would say Jadeveon Clowney needs to be fined another $40,000, $50,000. For his hit on Carson Wentz.
The one that knocked him out of the game?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't see it.
You slow it down. It doesn't look like head-to-head contact, but in real time, didn't look good at all. Mm-hmm. And Clowney was fined for worse.
Troy agrees with you. He should be suspended.
58-23. How about Tua to Pittsburgh as the replacement to Big Ben?
It's not going to be Ducky. And Mason Rudolph can't stay healthy. And I'm not sure he is the long-term guy in Pittsburgh. I can see that. I can see Tua going to Pittsburgh, and I think he'd be a really good fit. Really good fit.
Let's say one more thing about the playoffs yesterday. I get a feeling Seattle is going to the Super Bowl.
Really?
I know they have to go to Green Bay. They have a really, really good defense. Pete Carroll's teams are opportunistic. Russell Wilson seems to get it done in every big moment. And I think they're going to give Green Bay fits and would not be surprised to see Seattle, even if it has to go through San Francisco, in the Super Bowl.
San Francisco's beaten the first two times, correct? Or did they split in the season? Obviously, San Francisco won the regular season finale. when Hollister came up about 2 inches short of the goal line. And, yeah, anything could happen if those two get together. If you're a 49er fan right now, I think you're confident.
I think we should ask Claire what she thinks.
Do you like San Francisco? Red and gold? She wore a red and gold dress yesterday, so that just may be a tell right there.
Seattle and San Francisco split during the season.
Oh, thank you very much. We got great and knowledgeable folks out there. Clowney speared him in the back of the head. I couldn't believe any official didn't see that. That's from 2134. I don't know what officials in the NFL see or do not see anymore.
Wait, I'm not done with the NFL. I loved what Mike Vrabel did to Bill Belichick.
Going for two?
No, milking the clock in an obscure rule that Belichick uncovered.
Yes. Okay.
And milking a minute and 45 seconds off the clock. And more than that, Belichick being peeved about it.
Yeah, that's your move,
really?
Bill. That's your move,
really?
Bill. Yeah, he knows the rules, and he probably learned it from Bill. I know he learned it from Bill.
Of course he did, yeah.
And Bill did not like that. Very good, yes. I did enjoy that a little bit out there. Bill will have time to get ready for the Pebble Beach Golf National Pro-Am as they are out of the playoffs right now. 319-366-1600, 7490. The Seattle Seahawks are a good team and have a great playmaker in Wilson. But I don't think that defense is good enough to get to the Super Bowl, especially not having a running game.
Just a feeling.
In your gut. It's going to be a good set of games this weekend. Really good set of games. Six seeds winning in both of the leagues, in both the conferences. That doesn't happen too often. Chiefs now get Houston in a rematch of a game that Houston won in Kansas City, but the Chiefs were really beat up then, and the defense was porous back then. So, and the Chiefs are a 10-point favorite. That scares me. What does Vegas know that I don't know?
Saints were an 8-point favorite.
Yeah, that's very much what scares me.
Gage and Troy in the text line, what about the ref calling a TD on the kickoff after the guy gave himself up? They had three alternate refs on the field to correct him. They actually had four. And I didn't know they had alternate refs on the field.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got seven on the field, four on the sidelines, New York City.
You still can't get things right. They
still don't get things right. But the referee made a mistake. And, the alternate refs or somebody in New York corrected him. Apparently, the receiver on the kickoff didn't give an appropriate sign or to give it up. Caught the ball, tossed it to the referee, and was recovered for a touchdown and returned for a touchdown. And thankfully it was corrected because that would have been a bad call.
That would have been a bad look for everybody out there. 2705, Viking fan. How about Captain Kirk winning his first game over a team with a 70% winning percentage? Viking fans very happy today. 79-66. Give me Tennessee and San Francisco in the Super Bowl. That would be interesting.
Tennessee's going to Baltimore this week and winning?
Ooh. I don't know. I don't see it, but Tennessee is a team that scares me. I did not want any part of Tennessee as far as the playoffs are concerned. Because with Derrick Henry running the way he is running, and that's a good team. That's a good team. 36-73, the hit by Clowney was so illegal. Wentz had a play like that in Atlanta, and they threw a flag. I do remember that. 3:23, we're going to take more of your text. We're going to talk a little basketball as well. Iowa and Iowa State on Saturday. Both going down to defeat UNI with a come-from-behind victory at home over Bradley, one that they really needed on Saturday night. We'll talk about that when we come back. Gym Class for a Monday, presented by Third Base Brewery, coming your way on KGYM.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a Resort Club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Microsoft will no longer be supporting Windows 7 January of 2020. Everybody needs to be on Windows 10. We tell them exactly what PCs can be upgraded, what PCs may need to be replaced, and that way they know and the options are out there for them. Just call and say, I know I need to upgrade to Windows 10. Don't know where to start.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with you on the Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM, presented by Third Base Brewery. We'll be talking with Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up in about 10 minutes or so. The Gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to your event, and if selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP to get things started. Also on Thursday of this week, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery, we will have another chance for you to win winter sports tickets from the University of Iowa. Things are heating up at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and the Iowa Lottery will have up for grabs on Thursday tickets to see Iowa women's basketball on January the 12th, as Iowa will host Indiana. The Iowa women and the Iowa men welcome in Maryland on successive days coming up later on this week at Carver Hawkeye Arena. How about the Iowa women yesterday? Congratulations to Lisa Bluter and the women's basketball team. Went to Evanston yesterday and laid it on a Northwestern team that had laid it on Maryland earlier in the Big Ten season.
Yeah, terrific win, convincingly so. And Iowa led from start to finish. And Sonato in the middle and Doyle on the outside and others were just terrific. This team really does pass the ball extremely well. Every team, you know, pass the ball okay. This team really shares the basketball, and that's the root of their success.
Kathleen Doyle named the Big Ten Player of the Week this week on the women's side, and Joe Toussaint was named the Big Ten Men's Freshman of the Week this week for his play, and Iowa's loss to Penn State on Saturday at the Palestra. Tell you what, it was a loss, yes, but boy, was that a highly entertaining game on Saturday. Both teams...
You say hotly or highly?
Both. Hotly and highly. Fran McCaffrey said it was the the warmest game he has ever been associated with as Iowa and Penn State went at it at the venerable Palestra in Philadelphia. And 89-86 it turned out, the win for Penn State in that game. But man alive. In fact, most of the college football folks online saying it was one of the three best games so far that has been played during the college basketball season.
It was about the temperature in the Palestra as well. We'll find out from Mike Halas. But yeah, it was I mean, it was essentially a six-point win. Tucson threw one in at the buzzer to make it a three-point game, but really back and forth. Without Penn State's bench, I think Iowa would have won that game. Now the Hawkeyes are really hamstrung. C.J. Frederick went out of that game with an ankle injury. He's iffy for the game at Nebraska tomorrow night. Connor McCaffrey was vomiting all day yesterday. He's apparently sick. We know about Patrick McCaffrey. Ryan Kreener evidently is pretty good to go. But this is a really depleted team right now.
They are banged up and beat up. And I think that showed in the last 5 minutes of that game that Penn State took advantage of Iowa not getting back as far as transition defense is concerned. Well, but that's nitpicking a little bit. I mean, Iowa had a chance to win that game in a tough atmosphere in Philadelphia, and basically doing it with seven healthy bodies. Well, six, because Connor McCaffrey was even sick back then. On Saturday, not quite as bad as he was reportedly yesterday, but who knows what's going to happen? Fran talked a little bit earlier on today. You went over that a little bit. C.J. Frederick is iffy for tomorrow night. You know Joe Toussaint's healthy. You know Luca Garza's healthy. You know Joe Wieskamp is healthy. Other than that, it gets a little murky for the Hawkeyes. And we'll see. It's a game Iowa needs to win. I'm not going to put the has-to-win moniker on it as of yet. But if you can steal a road win from probably one of the bottom, certainly one of the bottom three in the Big Ten, it will help. And yes, 87-21, they lost the game from the free throw line. Free throws did not help the cause.
Garza blamed himself for that. He went to the line the most and shot at the worst. But they also had twice as many turnovers as Penn State. You can point to a lot of areas in a 3-4-5-point
game.
Yeah.
Because Garza could not be stopped inside. And Iowa hit some threes that really helped him stay in the ball game. But, yeah, missed free throws, that's going to rear its ugly head. And it reared its ugly head on Saturday. So Iowa sits at 1-2. Nebraska's at 1-2 as well. And like I said, if you're going to win a road game, even with a depleted lineup that you have, you got to think it's got to be tomorrow night over in Lincoln, don't you? I mean, that is such a critical game. And then Iowa, it's a big, busy 6 days, three games within 6 days for the Hawkeyes because they come home then on Friday, another pretty fairly quick turnaround, and take on a Maryland team that just absolutely looked terrific against Indiana on Saturday early.
Maryland has Ohio State tonight, I believe, which was upset by Wisconsin.
If you can figure out the Big Ten, raise your hand out there. Unless you're driving, please don't do that.
I mean,
that.
Illinois, despite it being home, clobbered Purdue yesterday. Purdue thought of as an upper echelon team. Boilermakers scored 37 points.
Crazy. Michigan State already has a game and a half lead.
Sparty.
Tom Izzo. Getting things done. Penn State, Maryland, Wisconsin, and oh, by the way, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights in there at 2-1. That is, don't scoff at Rutgers. That is a good basketball team. And they're going to be a tough out this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're about 11 tough outs in the Big Ten this year, to be brutally honest with you. And I think a lot of leagues can say that. And people talk about the parity or the lack of a good team or a great team at the top, or maybe two or three great teams at the top. That is true. However, boy, it makes for fun basketball. And don't tell me the regular season doesn't mean anything in college hoops. Iowa State, boy, they had a chance Saturday night to steal one down in Fort Worth. And the Cyclones fell in overtime to TCU. Horned Frogs hit a big banked three to help out with the victory in that particular ball game. But as good as Tyrese Halliburton was, it just at times I just think Tyrese is sometimes doing it more for Tyrese than for the Cyclones. It just looks that way. to me. And Iowa State did not get back late in that game on several occasions that TCU beat them down court to get pretty easy shots.
I texted you at the conclusion of regulation. Why didn't Iowa State foul?
Yep, you asked that.
You allowed a guy to bank in some freakish shot to tie the game and send it to overtime, and you end up losing. I mean, send the guy to the line for two. He might make the first, miss the second. TCU gets a rebound and makes a shot anyway to tie it. But you got a lot better chance up three, sending the guy to the line for two free throws and winning the game. But
Troy agrees with you, by the way, on the text line.
Didn't understand it.
Steve Prohm says he does not like that, though.
Well, he must not like winning games.
Maybe he's changed his mind. Fred Hoiberg changed his mind. I know that when he lost in a similar situation.
Of course, you're not going to get a guy to bank in a three.
It was a freakish shot. And now Iowa State has to come home Wednesday night and take on Kansas at home in a game. Well, if you don't win, you go to 0-2 right away in the Big 12. And more importantly, you go to 7-7 with a loss to Florida A&M thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
Tough sledding right now for the Cyclones. You and I got a big win coming back on Saturday night to take out Bradley. That in Cedar Falls. A.J. Green was unstoppable.
Player of the week in the Missouri Valley.
Yeah, should be player of the week in the Missouri Valley. Take a break, come back. Mike Halas joins us, and we'll talk about Iowa and Penn State from the Palestra and more when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery for this Monday here on KGYM at 3:35.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money. Like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care. Like having multiple plans so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at wellmark.com.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Update your bathroom with help from Lyons. We have a wide variety of tub and showers to choose from. The Elite Tub Shower includes a three-piece wall set with built-in shelves and an extra deep bathing well. $389.82 after 11% off. Sale prices are good through Saturday, January 11th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Building winning teams is all about having the right person in each position. In the summer of 2017, the Philadelphia Eagles signed free agent running back LeGarrette Blount to a one-year deal. His unselfish contributions in the backfield and his veteran leadership in the locker room played a vital role in a season that culminated in a Super Bowl victory for the Eagles.
Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
You wouldn't draft a linebacker to play as your quarterback, right? It's the same thing as when you're going to hire your next teammate. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interests, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At AutoZone, we've got more ways for you to see more on the road. Like this great deal on wipers. Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Bosch Icon wiper blades. And if you join our AutoZone Rewards program, you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
We are back on the Gym Class here at 338 on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here on this Monday, the 6th of January. Iowa State women's basketball tonight. Cyclones will take on 25th-rated Texas. We'll have it at 7:30 on 1600 AM for you tonight. The Iowa State women just pelted previously unbeaten Texas Tech. Now, Texas Tech hadn't played anybody all year, but Iowa State went down to Lubbock. And as we know, following Bill Finley's teams over the years, if Iowa State hits threes and they hit 16 of them against Tech, they are very hard to beat. And that was the case as Iowa State won by 30. And we'll see what happens tonight as they take on the Longhorns, who lost their opener in the Big 12 on the women's side. We're going to talk Iowa men's basketball and more. Mike Halas joining us right now, joins us on Mondays. And you can read Mike's stuff at thegazette.com. You can also give him a follow on Twitter at Halas. And Happy New Year, Mike.
Or buy the paper version.
Or buy the paper. Any of those methods. Very, very doable out there.
Get it telepathically.
We're working on that. We're working on that in the media. How hot was it at the Palestra?
I loved it. I thought it was just a terrific place, one of those places I'd only imagined in my head, you know, heard about it for forever, but, you know, never got close to seeing it. And it was, you know, it's a 93-year-old gym slash field house slash armory, whatever you want to call it, cramped, loud, hot, uncomfortable, great.
Pretty much matched the game, too, didn't it, Mike? That was a terrific game.
It was. It was really a good game, a showcase game, I thought, for the Big Ten. BTN lucked out. But Philadelphia people that I talked to, I met some people who've seen a lot of ball there.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it was pretty good game, two pretty good teams. So, yeah, you know, I think that, first of all, both teams want to go. Penn State's got some guards now, and you saw them. Isaiah Brockington, I'd heard about, was just being a pit bull, and meaning that in the best possible way. And he was. And the Penn State guards want to attack, and Iowa is go, go, go. And made for an interesting matchup, an interesting game. And I thought there were some great individual performances.
There were, starting with Luka Garza. And unfortunately, Luka missed some free throws and was kind of hard on himself for that. But, man, oh, man, he played just another All-American-type game.
Yeah. You know, when he hit a three-pointer, the fans are right in front of me, and they're going, I mean, he'd been killing them inside, obviously. And when he shot the three, they were like, no, he's not doing that. And he made it, and he missed a couple. But when he stepped back and made one, it's like, holy cats, what can this guy not do, you know? And Joe Wieskamp, I thought, was terrific. In the second half especially. He and Garza played the whole 20 minutes, and that doesn't overwhelm people when you say that, but in that humid and, you know, tough an atmosphere as it was, they had to have been. I mean, they both said afterwards they were exhausted, but they played great. I thought Joe Toussaint played very well. He had, I think, 16 points in the second half and didn't have a bad floor game. Now, you know, they got beat like a drum a lot of times as a team on defense, so I don't want to throw a lot of roses at their feet, and they didn't win the game. They had a 7-point lead with 9.5 minutes left, but they were shorthanded, and it would have been an easy situation to get blown out in against a good team, and it was a 40-minute battle.
Well, they're going to be just as shorthanded, if not more, tomorrow night in Nebraska, Mike. What happened with C.J. Frederick? Was Connor McCaffrey? He apparently was sicker the next day. Kreener apparently, despite taking a knee-to-knee, is going to be okay. But, boy, the troops are thin.
Yes. The thing with Frederick doesn't sound great. It might well be that he doesn't play tomorrow, but that, you know, that if all things go well, that this is a short time thing. They won't specify what it is. They just say foot slash ankle. It's not a sprained ankle. You'd almost maybe feel better if it were.
Mm-hmm.
At least you'd have an idea what it is, and that it, you know, ball players heal from sprained ankles pretty quickly in general. But so what this is, I don't know. But he played the first half on Saturday and wasn't really himself, didn't score, just didn't do much. And then at halftime, it's like he's done. It's like, oh. Mm-hmm. Did it happen today? Well, it might be an aggravation of something that's been going on. So I don't know. I'm not going to play doctor here. But they said they didn't know. McCaffrey this morning said he didn't know that they'd see a practice today, what was what. But they might go without him at Nebraska, and that means that the rotation, which was eight guys, is seven and whoever else they add to it. It probably means Garza and Wieskamp are going to have to be, you know, 38 to 40 minute guys. And that Toussaint's got to keep playing. McCaffrey was sick Saturday, but played. His dad said that he was sicker Sunday and threw up all day, but he was okay today. So, I mean, he's going to play.
Has to.
Yeah, he has to, and he just will. So the good news was Kreener wasn't hurt. It sure looked like he was. I mean, he looked like he was in pain, and he was just kind of had that look on his face like something bad's happened here. But they got him to, you know, to his feet and into the locker room, and a few minutes later, there he was again. So that was good because they need him. They really need him, and he's playing pretty well.
Yes, he is.
He made a couple three-pointers Saturday, and he's just a good senior player to have. But it, you know, it could be a seven-man rotation tomorrow night in Lincoln. The one good thing I was got going for it is that Nebraska is not good. However, it's there, and and Nebraska has beaten Purdue at home. They did push Indiana to overtime in Bloomington, and they've got more than seven guys. So, you know, while Nebraska may be the 14th best team in the Big Ten, this, to me, still looks like a tough game.
They're all going to be tough on the road. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's such an intriguing game now because of the things you hit upon. Nebraska's not very good. Probably 14th, people would say, around the country in the Big Ten. But they have won a Big Ten game so far. They beat Purdue by 14 in Lincoln. Also lost to Rutgers, and Rutgers isn't bad. Keep that in mind, everybody. But lost by 17 at home to Rutgers. And it's a team you don't know a lot about because they're all new guys, and they got a new coach, although you know a little bit about Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, I mean, this roster, there's only one player in this game for Nebraska who played against Iowa last year. He's got transfers from Hither and Yon and a couple freshmen in the mix. They do not rebound. I mean, they are like, I think they're 348th in the nation in rebounding margin. And God, they're just a dreadful team shooting free throws, under 60%. What they do well is they got a lot of guys who can shoot three-pointers. And they've got some good passers based on the assist statistics I've seen. And they're not really terrible in terms of holding onto the ball, turnovers. They're not real bad at that. So, you know, it's one of those deals where, look, they beat Iowa over there the last 3 years. Now last year they had a couple of borderline NBA players. Isaiah Roby's got an NBA contract, and James Palmer, who was so good, is in the G League. But I think this year, you know, there's a bit of a drop-off, and the cohesion's not there. But they'll have 15,000 people in that place, and they'll be, you know, loving the opportunity to upset Iowa. So I don't see this as Iowa walking in and waltzing out with a win.
Mike, I wonder if there's anything more you'd like to tell us about the Palestra, because I ask this because I after seeing it on TV and looking at your tweets and others, go through the hallways and you get these display cases, which you can see in any high school. You go to any high school.
it's a cool atmosphere. It just looks cool.
Is it just the history of it?
Here's the thing is, first of all, I'm somebody who likes to be able to take a train places.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's the best way to travel. I stayed out by the Philly airport, and I didn't have to go outside to go to a train station. It was an escalator from where I was staying, and takes the train into the city center, and that was about a 20-minute trip. And then I get off at the 30th Street station, which is where everything goes through, sort of like Union Station in Chicago. And from there, I walked. It was five or six blocks. After about two blocks, you're on the campus of Drexel University. And that's,
the Dragons.
They've got a Division I basketball program. In fact, they played Delaware at home Friday night. You would never know it. I walked past it. They've got like a 2,000-seat gym. And if you were just, driving by on Market Street where it's located, you'd never know that Division I basketball was played there. And they had a Colonial League game Friday night against Delaware, their arch rival, which is 40 miles away. So you take a left turn walking and you go three blocks and you're on the Penn campus. And I wouldn't have known that the Palestra was where it was if there hadn't been TV trucks parked in front of it. I mean, it's just another old campus building on the outside. To me, it reminded me on the outside of old of EB Fieldhouse at Coe College, except obviously it's bigger. But the look on the outside, and then you walk in, and it's like, this is someplace. This is someplace where basketball has lived. And you're right about the displays. They've got photos and little explanations of all these different eras and these players. And we're not just talking Penn. It's, all the city schools. It's Will Chamberlain. It's all these people who've passed through there, the Villanova guys and St. Joe's and LaSalle's and this is and that, and the high school state championship games that were there and the women's ball that's been played there and the wrestling. Penn's had very good wrestling there, and so that's noted. And there was one photo collage from the 1980s of Penn, and there was a photo of some long-haired guy on defense for Penn, and it was Fran McCaffrey. That was kind of funny. So there's that, and the concourses are so narrow, and the aisleways inside the arena are so narrow. If you've got an aisle seat, you didn't choose well because you're getting, kneed and elbowed all game long. But it's, sunlight comes through the sides of the roof, and it was a gray day, so the sun didn't really pour in Saturday, which was a good thing because it was warm enough in there. But with the band, it's plenty loud enough. Penn hosted Princeton Saturday night, and the game started while I was still writing my stuff from the Iowa game. And the Penn State, it was so loud in there because Penn State just, junked it up with their own music and videos and so forth. And the Penn-Princeton game was just pep band and crowd. And to me, this is how it's supposed to be. Penn State brought all this other junk into it, and put the volume at 11. But when late in that game, you can't play the music obviously during the game. But late in the game, the crowd itself made enough noise to you walked away going, I think I need some Advil. You know? But it was cool, and the Iowa players loved it. I mean, that's the thing about competitors is they love going into a situation like that and being us against the world. And they did. Wieskamp said he loved it. Garza loved it. You know, it's like this is – the fans are right on top of you. The noise is constant. The basketball's good. What more do you want?
I guess just calling the plaster a gym is like calling Notre Dame just a cathedral, huh? Notre Dame.
You know, and the funny thing is I didn't read one thing out there by anybody writing about the game where they didn't use the word cathedral at some point in the story to describe it.
They've got all that taken care of. They know that. good one. Princeton, by the way, beating Penn in the Ivy League opener later that night. Well, Lincoln tomorrow, and a very interesting game, as you mentioned, because the Big Ten is just nuts, other than Michigan State being 4-0 and already with a game-and-a-half lead.
Yeah, and that's because Michigan State's the only team in the conference, I believe, other than Rutgers, that's won a conference game on the road, and that was in Northwestern, so you say, okay, but they held court against Michigan. I mean, Rutgers and Penn State are good. You said so, and you're right. Rutgers is good. So these are the things that will have to be accepted by fans, but all the teams know it. There are very few easy nights. Minnesota, which got whomped at Iowa in December, has turned around and become a pretty respectable outfit. And, you know, go on down the line. You know, Illinois is better than it was last year. Wisconsin's better than it was last year, et cetera. So if you're Iowa and you're serious about getting the NCAA tournament, and, of course, they are serious about it, these are games where you're not going to wow anybody if you win going to Nebraska, but you better do it anyway, because if you don't, somebody else will, and that's one that you've given up.
Time's kind of short here, Mike, but I wanted to ask you about Tyler Cook, cut today by the Cavaliers when he was signed to a regular contract over the weekend. I said, cool, but I don't know the ins and outs of the NBA, obviously.
Yeah, it's all complicated. My understanding is that the Cavaliers are trying to package Kevin Love in a deal, and that might involve multiple players. So they sign these players and then cut them on the cheap. Cook got a $50,000 guarantee, and that was it. He didn't have a contract guaranteed through the rest of the season, which would have been worth about $900,000 if I read it right. So they signed him. They cut him. He'll clear waivers Wednesday, and then it'll be up to his agent to find someplace else.
Mm. Yeah. Getting to be in the NBA though, but a part of the big machinery that is a part of the association and pro sports. So
yeah, and they like him. I mean, he was playing well in their G League team at Canton. He was averaging, I think, 12 points and 6 boards in like 20 minutes a game. So it wasn't that they saw him and they said, "Well, we just don't like him." It's, you know, the cliche of cliches in sports, a numbers game.
Very much so. Mike, appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and have fun in Lincoln.
It'll be different.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Michael Oss, read his stuff at thegazette.com, and give him a follow on Twitter, or just buy a paper, as Mark said. We'll take a break, come back, wrap it up after this.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. It's a good time to be a doer at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit homedepot.com for details.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Back with you to say goodbye quickly here. Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM.
Poll question at KGYMradio.com. Does anyone else have sinus issues? No, I'm just kidding. Did Tua make the right call? Yes or no?
Go ahead and vote. KGYMradio.com. We talk wrestling coming up tomorrow, and Bob Herrig will talk golf with us.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4.